Hey, lovely people. It's me again, reminding you about our lovely sponsor. It's Hulu Plus. Don't forget, as always, you can go over there to HuluPlus.com/3Read and get an extended free trial right now and dive into your favorite shows right now. I'm still trying to catch up on Once Upon a Time, and damn, Rumpelstiltskin is going to New York or something. Girl, it's crazy. So get you a piece, and now let's get the show started.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, tasty people.
Yes, tasty.
I am Fermel from Catfish.
Why do that to me?
I'm sorry.
He just clocked me completely the fuck out of the game. I'm Taylor Swift.
Okay, that's fine. And this is The Read.
We're back again for another episode. Hi, everybody in the world. Hi, Kid Fury. How are you?
Girl, I'm going through.
Are you? What's wrong?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay. Well, you could have just said fine.
I'm just overwhelmed
by your famous, sickening, dazzling life.
So let's dive right on into our pop culture shit for the week.
Okay.
First thing we have to talk about is the Magna Carta. Holy grail.
Yes, we do. I have been listening to literally nothing but this album since it came out.
It's really good.
I mean, not even since it came out, but since it was pushed to like the Samsung users or whatever. I have been listening to nothing but Magna Carta Holy Grail. I think it is phenomenal.
First of all, everybody who was stunting talking about their Androids and their Samsungs and how sickening they were because they were going to get this app or whatever. First of all, the app ain't even worked for like the first 3 hours. No shade.
Really didn't. How about I had that album before a whole lot of Samsung users did?
Sure the fuck did.
Sure the fuck did.
And it's crazy, I guess, because they were really expecting for it to be like 1 million people dashing to get it, and it ended up being like 20 million or something crazy like that. So
that is,
you know, that's pretty much, you know, that's how that was crazy.
Yeah.
But it's a really good album.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of production on it. That's amazing.
That's true.
Some of Jay-Z's best production.
If you ask me, it is the best production I've heard on an album. I mean, I don't want to say ever because I don't know if it's ever, but like in a really fucking long ass time. Like it is just so good. Like I would kill for like just the instrumentals of this album because you can literally listen to all of it just straight through, no skips. At least musically I can, maybe not lyrically for everybody, but as far as the sound of it, I think is phenomenal, like top notch.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good.
Like it had to have cost millions of dollars.
I mean, he had Pharrell, he had Timbaland, he had his BT and Riverman, he had Michael Made It,
right?
And then he had I don't remember how to pronounce her real name, but her like producer name is Wonder Girl, and she produced the song Crown with Travis Scott.
Yeah,
and I think Travis is part of Very Good Beats, which is Kanye's company. And it's an amazing song, and everybody's like really excited because she's 16 years old and
right.
She's a female and she's like brand new and she's on Jay-Z's
album.
She's
a girl.
Yeah. So
she's not a female. So, but anyway, don't look at me like that.
No, I just did something wrong and I didn't catch it.
No, it's fine. We'll talk about it later. But, this whole Mike Will person, like I don't really know him other than the fact that every time one of his songs come on, whoever the performer is says, Mike Will made it. Or something along those lines. So, Fucking Beach Is Better, my nigga. I get so sick every time that song just cuts off. Like, why? I want it to be longer so much. But when
Jay-Z had like the, that Twitter random like day that he was answering people's random questions.
It was
online,
everything.
And he mentioned that and said, someone asked him why the song was so short, and he said that's how he feels when he's on vacation. Why does it have to be so short or something like that?
Yeah, like as soon as it gets good, it ends. So.
Exactly.
But I love it. And of course, it's already certified platinum, and Beyonce did like a bow down thing for him that was so cute. And I'm just really happy for him. Like, I really enjoy the project. So.
Well, he stopped by Hot 97 and Power 105 this week, and he had all these different interview questions and talked about a lot of shit that was interesting. So let's just go over some of those things, shall we? When he was on Angie Martinez's show, they asked him about Miley Cyrus.
Oh, Christ. Do we have to? Like,
now, here's the thing.
Okay.
And it's actually really interesting because what he said about it, I thought it made a lot of sense. Because at first, I even tweeted yesterday. I was like, I really wish that he hadn't like encouraged her on this quest of hers to be like Blac Chyna or Nicki Minaj or whoever the fuck she thinks she is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just was like, oh, I wish she hadn't done that. But then when he explained the whole Miley thing for him, I thought it made a lot of sense. This is what he said. He said, she's serious. I like what she's doing right now. And then he thinks it's just her reaction to not wanting people to look at her as Hannah Montana anymore. And so he thinks that this is just her way of expressing that she's not a little girl anymore. And it's like, because obviously, like, girl, she's trying right. to be like this rebellious badass chick. And he thinks that basically, the way I took it is, he thinks that she's dashing towards urban culture as a way for people to just, like, you know, realize she's not
right.
Six.
Well, I think the whole Miley Cyrus thing is multifaceted and there's a lot of different ways to interpret it. But at the end of the day, I just do not give a shit what Miley Cyrus does. Like, she's twerking on stage and twerking with Juicy J and all this other. Like, I just don't give a fuck. And as long as she's not like trying to push it in my face, then it doesn't matter to me. Like, obviously, I don't have anything against Miley. I think she's a great girl. I'm not here for, you know, whatever she calls twerking. And I haven't really enjoyed any of her latest music.
I don't even
want
to call it twerking anymore.
Right. No, it's just, and I just, this is just, it boggles my mind because twerking has literally been out for I don't even know how long. It has been so many years. And somebody pointed out the other day, Whistle While You Twerk is 13 years old. And now twerking is this whole huge, like, global phenomenon. It's in the fucking newspapers in the UK are publishing illustrations on how to twerk. Like, white people, why do y'all always? Okay, never mind.
When they asked Jay-Z about whether he would sign Miley to Roc Nation, he said there's room on the roster.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Yeah, thank God.
That's obviously not going to happen, but congratulations to Jay-Z. On who? Congratulations to Jay-Z on a fantastic album. He said that he thinks it may be his fourth best, and yeah. I would agree. It's pretty good.
Before this one, he said he would choose Reasonable Doubt, mm-hmm. The Blueprint, and then the Black Album.
Yeah.
All classic albums.
And I would agree. So
I would too.
Yep.
So there's that. Another thing he mentioned
Work,
is
Mr. Carter.
His opinion on Yeezus, and he says he loves it, and it's polarizing because it's art. Pretty much everything that we said about the show.
Yeah.
The damn album. And he also said that right now, he and Beyonce Beyonce has hundreds and thousands of amazing new songs that they dance around in their home to.
Right.
Their socks.
Like, do you know you just broke the hearts of, like, every Beyonce fan across the world? Like, all they want is new music. And
all
you're like, oh, yeah.
All we want is maybe, like, 12 of them.
Yeah.
And you're talking about you have, like, 100,000 Beyonce songs. It's just jigging around in your home, too, in your socks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Just Blue Ivy's Lullaby album. You niggas can't do nothing but sit there and be mad about it either and wait for Beyonce to decide to send it to you. But there's literally nothing you can do.
Speaking on Blue Ivy, another quote I found really interesting from his Angie interview was when he said she's very musically inclined. She has amazing rhythm. She's around music all the time. And this is what I thought about that. Can you imagine the music?
I cannot.
Can you imagine the music that Blue Ivy has been listening to for the last year and
I cannot.
Like, first of all, she's already hearing all of that new music that Beyonce. And then she hears, like, I mean, look at her. She has two of the most amazing people in the music industry as parents. Then all of the people that they work with and all of the music that they listen to and all of that creative sonical life, like,
and all of their amazing,
like,
friends
blessed.
She really has.
Do you know who I grew up on besides, like, Barris Hammond and Bob Marley and whoever the fuck else? Fucking Trick Daddy. That's it, nigga. And don't get me wrong, Take It to the House, Man, Nigga, Shut Up, Trick Love Kids.
I mean, all that shit is...
That's all
everything. All hood classics.
Don't get the game fucked
but
up.
But Questlove gave Blue Ivy an iPod of, like, his favorite songs when she was born. It's, like, something people would pay thousands of dollars for, and I'm listening to, like I Want to Be Down. Like, why? Like, okay.
They're
all
just
right.
Everything.
Yeah.
And one more really quick thing about Jay-Z. When he did the Power 105, the Breakfast Club interview, he said something about, like, something really interesting about people and like their perception of you and gossip and not wanting to just accept your success. And he said, fuck, how did he say it? It was something like, people will basically like make any excuse for you, make any excuse before just saying that, you know, you're dope and, mm-hmm. you know, I'm inspired by such and such. And he's like, they will think so hard. Like, if you can think so much about why that person isn't successful, like, you could be using that thought process for good. Like, you could be out here putting all of that thought into curing some of these diseases or feeding people. Yeah. Like, I thought that was awesome.
I just am really a fan of this man. And during his whole, like, I don't know, I guess you would call it a Twitter question and answer, he said some great things. Like, someone asked him how to define success, and he said, do it your way and on your terms, which right. I thought was like a phenomenal piece of advice. And he said he took control of his art when people said that he wouldn't or couldn't do it. He said lots of things. That
he said that Toxic is his favorite Britney Spears song, and I got my life.
I mean, as it should be, because favorite. Toxic fucking
Listen,
goes.
Talk about it.
Bitch, I love Toxic.
Toxic is
bitch,
the
I'll play
Britney
Toxic
Spears
right
song.
Now. Like. Are you fucking kidding me? No, that song is no. Bitch.
Okay.
The video too, girl.
Everything. Ugh. I tweeted that bitch today and I was like, look, I don't know what the fuck you're going through today, bitch. But let me tell you something about In The Zone. That album was everything.
Oh, listen, Britney, let's just go ahead and give Miss Britney a little bit of her shine. It. Because goddamn it, Britney Spears is something like a legend. And I love that bitch. And In The Zone really was not appreciated the way it should have been. That shit was ahead of its time. I mean, every fucking track on In The Zone, I used to wear that CD out. This is back when people like actually had real CDs and like them giant yes. CD cases yep. and niggas would put it in the back of their car and have like 900 CDs and be sick if somebody stole it.
That's
nigga,
it.
I wore In The Zone out for like 4 months. I didn't
remember
listen
the song
to shit
she did
else.
With the Ying Yang Twins?
Nigga, what?
You don't remember the song on In The Zone that she did with the Ying Yang Twins?
Oh,
I've got that
wait,
boom boom.
No.
You're a liar. This is like Trek 2.
No.
Anyway, that's the furthest thing from
that's not
point.
A real thing.
I just put it on Tumblr. Anyway, the point is that I thought there was everything that he loved that goddamn song. And Jay-Z is just everything. And the album's awesome. And, you know, Kanye will help you figure it out. So moving right along.
Oh, you ain't shit.
So in this week's Who Gives a Fuck News.
Okay.
Amber Rose and Wiz Latifah are married.
Did you say Wiz Latifah?
Wiz Latifah.
Okay.
They have tied the knot. They yep. went to a courthouse and filed some papers. And I imagine that Amber Rose was like sitting in Wiz's lap the whole time, chewing gum and just like smacking it. And he was like kissing her earlobes and rubbing her head and shining it. And then they went back to the hotel and they drank like Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and ate Pringles and passed out.
I just love when country ass, hood ass people get together and just do real shit like that. Like, I'm here for that, actually.
I don't know why I think they're cute, but I guess I just
It's such
do.
Like a bargain basement thing to do, but it's so
yes.
fun, and who cares? Like, as long as y'all are happy, and honestly, I don't even know Amber Rose, like, at all. Like, at all. But she seems, like, radiant and glowing and shit and whatever the fuck else.
She just had a baby, so
right.
she's excited.
As long as they're happy together with their,
girl,
you know, quick weave wedding, then that's fine. I think Amber said they're going to have a real one this fall.
Yeah,
so.
He did say that. She said that they're going to have, like, a real one for their family and friends.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, cute for y'all. So, Mariah Carey.
Oh, Mariah. Me and Mariah. Go back like babies and pass the files.
If you were born like after 1992, then you might
older
not know what
dog
we're
no
talking about. Like
keep your fantasy hot like fire. I don't know. I sound so bad, but anyway,
like, yeah.
Oh, well, fuck you too.
I'm joking. So
no, I don't
Mariah
even care.
Carey busted her ass.
Yeah, she did. Busted it hard.
She was shooting the video for the beautiful remix with Young Jeezy.
Yeah.
And I don't know why she feels like there needs to be 13 videos and singles. Like, it's okay.
It just doesn't matter, girl.
You're beautiful. And
you're
so fucking beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all I can say or whatever. It's great, girl. The song was cute when you first put it out. I like it. Where's the rest? Like, I don't need 18 remixes, girl.
At all.
But apparently she was standing on a platform and slipped and fell and landed on her side and dislocated her shoulder, cracked a rib, and chipped her shoulder bone.
Damn.
Like, where the fuck did she fall from? Mars? Like, how did... But, what the fuck happened to her? Like, shit. And Mariah's not, like, 80. What the fuck?
She hurt herself because she... I don't know. Like, I mean, obviously, she was on a chair, and maybe she was swaying. I mean, you know, she doesn't do...
Yeah.
She doesn't give you choreography, but maybe she was swaying.
Gives you, like,
and,
a sexy
and doing a little side to side or whatever, and just...
She just slipped and fell.
Sometimes you just take a tumble.
And you know, Nick Cannon was on the Today Show telling everybody about it and saying how she was a trooper and she went to the studio like the next day or something and filmed the rest of it.
Let me tell you something. My love for Mariah Carey is the only thing that kept me from digging into Nick Cannon's ass, but I'm sure we'll talk about that another time.
We are getting right to that in a second.
I just think it's very interesting that both Mariah and Miguel have busted their asses recently and they're associated together on that fuck ass song that I'm sorry I'm not really that big of a fan of, but...
But listen, Mariah,
I think Miguel
did
is
it.
Poisoning her like aura.
Mariah Carey did it and came out looking like a cunt, beautiful lady.
Oh, she made sure that Moroccan and Monroe brushed her hair before she took that picture for Facebook.
Miguel just wanted to look like a cunt, beautiful lady when she left this. Mariah.
You motherfucker.
Mariah posted a photo with her arm in this quote unquote fashionable sling, and she was just serving you like, girl, this is nothing but a hair flip. Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
I can buy all these bones over 30 times.
Like, I don't know. I just love her because the way she was all posed up in that hospital bed with her hair together and everything, it was life.
Yeah. So I hope you're all right, Mariah.
Yep.
So speaking of Mariah, Nick Cannon's little show, Wild and Out, started last night.
Girl, listen.
I think I got to, like, maybe a minute and 45.
it was not
Kevin
great.
Hart was their first guest, and I've said thousands of times that I just don't. Like, I want to see it for Kevin Hart, and I just don't. Like, I don't think he's funny. I don't understand it. I really want to celebrate him like all y'all are and talk about he's, like, the next Eddie Murphy. I don't. Like, I don't. What? He's not funny to me, and I want him to be funny.
I like Kevin Hart, but he's not an improv comedian at all. Like, at all. He's clearly the type who has to write his jokes.
I saw one joke that he did, and it was so bad.
Yeah, it just wasn't a great show, but... Whatever. Improv is hard, so.
It is hard.
Shout out to Emmanuel Hudson, who actually did the
best. Oh, I was so excited to see him.
Yeah.
And he really did well for the one joke that I saw him.
He was
before I changed it.
He is one of my favorites. Probably my favorite on the show. But anyway.
I changed it right before Nick Cannon told his first joke.
I used the rewind button on the TV, which never fails to amaze me.
I changed it.
To hear what he said. And initially, I was upset, I guess. If you don't know, Nick Cannon took a little shot at Beyonce and said something about how Mariah sang live at their wedding and, you know, didn't lip sync like Beyonce did at the inauguration or whatever. Like, girl, okay.
I didn't take any offense to it. I didn't bother trying to drag him or anything like that. Because, girl, your wife was just at the BET Awards.
Just say it.
And she's saying not one goddamn note, sis. Not one note. She didn't sing anything. Nothing. I don't think that Mimi's voice has touched a live microphone since she was emancipated. I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
Yeah, no. And so, I mean, all respect to Mariah Carey. She is definitely a legend in her own right.
Absolutely.
But if you're going to compare Beyonce and Mariah, let's not start with accusations of lip syncing, especially
here
recently.
That should have been the last thing that came out of your mouth.
That should have been the last thing you said. But of course, the Beehive didn't let it go there. I did make a comment. I'll cop to that. I said one thing and then I let it go out of respect for Mariah, and also it just wasn't that deep. Oh, but the Beehive.
Let me tell you something.
Them niggas.
They started talking about those children's names.
See, and that's not okay.
That's not all right.
They started talking about.
It's funny, but it's not okay.
They started talking about the way them kids look. And
no, see, that is not funny.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, the Beehive always just wants you to test them like they want you to.
And Nick Cannon doesn't care. I mean, what, everybody makes Nick Cannon jokes because it's Nick Cannon. So
right.
You can't say nothing to Nick Cannon to hurt his feelings.
But then he tweeted some shit like, oh, we don't need no tissue paper ass feelings. Nobody's safe. And I was like, girl, shut
up. He probably just wasn't expecting it. Like, I don't think he knew that the Beehive was really just going to drag him like that. But I mean, at the end of the day, he went home to Mariah Carey.
He's been spending the past however many years shoved halfway up her ass. He probably knew nothing about it. You know that he is Mariah Carey's dude boy.
Yeah.
Let's say it.
Everybody does.
Mariah like, probably sent that nigga an iMessage, was like, if you don't fix this shit now, because if one of these beehive niggas end up in my mentions, it's all hell. I'm going, like, because you know Mariah don't play with it.
Right.
And then afterwards, he was like, I got love for Beyonce and the beehive. Turn yeah. up or some shit. Yeah. Yeah, girl, be quiet.
Keep it cute.
Anyway.
Whatever, Nick Cannon.
Let's talk about Justin Bieber.
Girl, for what?
Because this little nigga is disgusting.
What? What did he do?
So this video came out.
What the fuck? Are you serious right now?
This video came out on TMZ today.
Mm-hmm.
And it was apparently not filmed recently, but sometime this year. And it's Justin Bieber in the back of like some restaurant urinating in a mop bucket.
You want to say that again? Urinating in a mop bucket.
Pissing in a mop bucket.
It's really Justin Bieber?
While Lil Twist and them are recording it.
What did we tell you about your black friends, Justin?
Now, stop they that. Only show his face for one, like, 1 millisecond, and it looks like him, and it sounds like him, and it definitely sounds like Lil Twist behind the fucking camera. And they were talking about how they're wild kids.
How do you know what
Lil
Twist sounds like?
Because I've heard him on the Young Money album, girl. We don't need to talk about that. But
okay.
He has like some group called the Wild Kids and they shout out the Wild Kids or whatever. It's fucking Justin Bieber as far as I'm concerned. He's pissing in this yellow mop bucket that the employees have to use to clean the goddamn restaurant, obviously, which means somebody had to go and dispose of that piss
that
water.
That is so disgusting.
And then they're like running up the stairs. He took a bottle of like window cleaner and sprayed a picture of Bill Clinton and said, fuck Bill Clinton. And they like ran out.
What?
Like,
Justin, what are you doing?
The same shit Amanda Bynes is doing.
Just saying, fuck everything. I'ma just be young and white and wild and free. And I'm just gonna let my soul glow.
The thing that really annoys me about it is that, like, it seemed like when it was actually happening, there was some guy standing there watching this. First of all, it means that this guy's staring at Justin Bieber's penis. But he, which is an issue in itself.
I think I would, just to see what it looks like.
Well, you're a girl.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, this is a grown man who's just standing there staring at this man's penis.
Yikes.
And isn't Justin Bieber like 12?
Like 20.
Lying. He's older than 18 now?
Yeah, I really think he is. I really think he is. I can't swear on it, but I really think he's at least an adult, like 18.
Oh, well.
I mean, so I don't think it's creepy in like a pedophile way. It's just creepy in a why are you standing my dick way.
Oh, okay. Well,
do
whatever.
Men do that in like the bathroom? Do they like stare at each other's penises?
Girl, ask Tevin Campbell. So listen. This man was like standing there staring the whole time. And I think that the guy worked for the restaurant. And so it was like, why are you allowing this little boy to piss in this people's life, in this mop bucket that somebody has to go and throw out?
Yeah.
And then the kids are talking about, oh, you're going to remember this forever. Why would he pee in the bathroom? That's how everybody does it. Like glorifying this
kidding?
Child's urine.
Aww.
Somebody needs to punch that child in his goddamn fucking, his aorta.
Okay, Justin Bieber.
However you say it.
Aorta.
Aorta.
It was cool when you were smoking blunts and riding around and getting it with your friends, but now you're going a little too far and you're starting to exhibit some crazy ass behavior. So whatever your drugs you're on, just dial them back.
Yeah, you don't want to have to be a part of the Say No to Fuck Boys movement.
These colored friends you have, please
like
leave them alone.
Today.
Like our guest today.
Like fuck boys have been having an amazing week.
They have. They are just, have been showing the fuck out, but.
Kirk Frost.
Justin, get it together. Kirk Frost, are we just going to go ahead and talk about it?
Do you want to do it?
Listen, Kirk Frost might be the biggest bitch made ass motherfucker I have ever encountered. And that's saying a whole fucking lot.
Right.
Like a lot. Who the fuck does this? On the last episode of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Kirk decided to, I don't know, just fuck some hoes or whatever and then show up to Tracy's event with his hoes. And so, of course, Tracy went back and told Rashida. And Rashida talked to him about it and she's all big and pregnant and like halfway crying
that
and she's
was
all
the
upset.
Worst visual
and Kirk like, you
ever.
Told me to do me, so I'ma do me. You know how
I
can
even look at your wife.
This is
at
your wife and not y'all didn't get married yesterday, nigga. Y'all been married for years. It's not even your first child. Like, what is wrong with him? Up at Lake Lanier with fucking, what's that nigga with no nickname? And fucking Bobby Valentino, which where the fuck did that come from?
Where did that come
just
from?
Just at the lake with these two other random niggas in this like coalition of flops.
It was mighty anonymous.
Fucking these
I'll say that, Bobby.
Girl, what? It's just so random and weird. And then, you know, Rashida's just cussing him out because, of course, he's a shithead and he ain't no damn good and talking about how it may be time for him to get a divorce.
Big and pregnant and crying. And it was big so horrible to watch.
It was awful.
Why would you treat your pregnant wife like that? Like, why would you treat anybody like that?
And then went in the house and locked her ass out. Who the fuck?
I would have burned that shit down with
him. How old are you? Nigga, I bought this house. What are you doing?
I honestly feel like he just feels emasculated either by her being on the show or a mixture of things. And that's just how undercover bottoms be.
Reality TV ruins marriages. It really does.
It ruins lots of things.
And I just say, I feel like he got a little bit of taste of like this fake microwave fame that reality TV gives people. And he just started really feeling himself and... Now look at him. He's decided to act an ass on TV for a check. I hope it's worth it. But the way you are treating your wife and your unborn child by proxy is just really goddamn disgusting. And I just don't have any words for what a terrible fucking person you are, Kirk Frost.
Like, if Nicki Minaj has to cuss you out on Twitter.
Nicki Minaj had to cuss you out on Twitter.
Damn.
Like, I just hope he chokes and dies on that vest. And just that's just the end of Kirk. Because he's just so fucking
he got that dress from he got that vest from OMGG.
Let me tell you something. If you have a piece of clothing or apparel or whatever the fuck with your Twitter name on it, like at your Twitter name.
You're lying. His Twitter handle is on
his
vest.
Yes. It says like Frost117 on his vest. Levy pointed that out to me and I was like, are you fucking kidding? It's his Twitter name is on his fucking jacket.
That sounds like something that you would wear to secret.
Those are the people who live and die by the internet. If you have a piece of clothing with your Twitter name on it.
I know that vest has seen so much time at Track.
You need to go make some friends because that is the single saddest thing. Like, who does that? Is that really a thing? Girl, but anyway, fuck Kirk Frost. Fuck 50 Cent for cussing his son out the way he did in them text messages. Fuck all these raggedy ass motherfuckers, like they're everywhere. It's like as soon as the movement started, they were all like, well, let's just turn up and show out.
Yeah, the fuckboy said this is Sparta and I don't have time for it.
Oh, but we're not here for y'all's bullshit and we won't be taking it.
We're not going to take it anymore.
And we don't have to.
All right.
Because we're grown women and we can do whatever we want.
Well, I'm not a woman. Okay, not today. Well,
I hate you.
All right, so... Randomly for y'all, we have a very special guest.
Yes, extremely special.
That I'm sure all of you are familiar with because you just got done watching his show like the night before, not last or something. And it's our good friend Stevie J.
Yep.
It's only one of me out here in these streets.
Unbelievable.
Get familiar.
Stevie J is with us. And yes, y'all, he really does have that toothpick in his mouth at all times.
And his jewelry.
Yep.
Yeah.
So are you rich?
Fuck one of your eyes out, ma.
Whoa. Man. Really? Are we starting off like that?
Yeah.
Let's be friends.
I don't have no friends.
Okay, well, let's not be mean. Because...
Stevie, where are you originally from?
I'm from upstate New York. I was born in Utica, New York, raised in Rochester and Buffalo, New York. You know, so, you know, I'm an upstate guy, New York.
All right.
Okay.
And you made your name to fame from basically the music business, writing songs and producing and that kind of thing, correct?
Absolutely.
And so you're super famous for this great show on VH1, which is Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, which came and smacked the shit out of the New York shit that was around for two seasons.
What's the New York shit?
Yeah, it really does not exist.
Exactly. Who's
because,
on that show?
Your show is simultaneously the best and
worst
thing
on that show?
I've ever seen. No.
Oh, who on that show?
No one really. I don't know their names.
50 Cent.
Okay.
Jay-Z.
We actually be nice.
God damn it, Stevie J.
I don't know none of them garden tools on the show.
Oh, well.
All right.
Listen,
well,
you can use your words here.
We're, I know.
All right.
Yeah, I got my own dictionary.
Okay.
Garden tools.
All right.
You know, gold diggers.
Down
slut
in Atlanta.
Bags. Oh, hoe
okay.
bags.
Okay. So this is how it's gonna be.
Yeah, this is how it's gonna. We're gonna get to that in a second.
Okay.
So in Atlanta, like everybody knows you. You're famous for this love triangle that's kind of like an octagon now.
Well, you know, that's been my lifestyle. I love dealing with a lot of women. You know. I have a hunger, a sexual hunger that
so
I can't
really. So that's really real. Like all that stuff with Mimi and now with Jocelyn, all this really happened and is really going on.
Yeah, I keep it watered down.
I mean, yeah, time. But so what's reality is actually worse?
I mean,
because what we see is pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
How is it bad?
Okay, well, Stevie J, you something like a womanizer.
I'm not a womanizer. Listen.
Okay.
Every woman needs a great man.
Are you going to tell us about the bus? Is that where this is going?
I mean, not yet. Every woman needs a great man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women are, you know, they lack confidence. They lack sex appeal. They lack hunger and drive. Or they have a few and they still need a couple of those. You know, I facilitate the battery that I put in your back.
Stevie J just, you know what I'm saying? Touched my back.
Yeah, he put a battery back. This.
I put a battery in her back. Now okay. She's going to be like none other.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
But I already was. Day, I was not born like no other. No,
I could, you know, I could turn your life around right now. This
no,
moment.
I'm not interested in driving myself to hell, though, Stevie J. So,
you wouldn't drive to hell. You have a one-way ticket to heaven.
So
baby.
Listen.
So like wait, let's talk about, because... Yeah. I really, besides, yeah. I think that a lot, right.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of this show is very clearly dramatized. I don't know if it's all too much in your storyline.
Let me just say for my storyline, you know what I'm saying? I executive produce my storyline.
He really does that face, y'all.
Yeah, he does it.
No,
I mean, I'm serious. It's like... I can't speak for a lot of the other storylines, but I can speak for my own.
Right.
And my shit is real life, you know?
So I just have a quick question, and this might be my only question, but how do you, when you look back at the show, and you look at the way...
I don't
way,
really look at the show.
Okay.
You don't watch it?
No, I'm on to the next. I'm on to the next movie or the next role or the next TV show, the next get on the bus, the next, you know, I'm on to it all. You feel me?
So
T-shirt's coming? Are you hashtagging it? That's awesome.
Are you at all aware of the way you present yourself on television?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why when I'm in the malls, when I hit these cities, if I go to Flint, Michigan, or wherever city I go to, the hood, if I go to Chicago, I go right to the mall. And I'm taking pictures with all the kids and their moms. And
kids watch this show?
Yeah. Little boys. Because
I want to get to that.
And the mother's like, yo, I'll let them watch your show because I don't let them watch Bravo. So I'm like, all right, you got two kind of people in the world.
Okay.
You
know what well, I'm saying? Yeah, okay. That's true.
That's all gravy. You know what I'm saying? You got
there's so much to say right now. Like, there's just...
Yeah. Well, so I'll let you say your part.
I mean, I'm not... No, please continue.
The face is real.
But
it happened.
Yeah, I was a guest today.
You are. And I want you to talk and say everything that you want to say.
At the end of the day, you know, you got people who are into same-sex marriages.
Oh, Christ.
Right? And you got people who are into the traditional. You got the boys that want to play with Barbies. And you got the guys that want two women to ride their beefcake.
What does homosexuality have to do with this at all?
Wait a minute. Let me finish.
Okay.
Hold on. You're going to get there.
All right. I'm going to let you ride this out.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to take my glasses off.
Yeah.
So you can really.
Yeah. So we can see each other. Yeah.
I cannot believe this is happening.
So at the end of the day, you know, I like what I bring to the table for the youth. You know, because it's got to be some real stand-up guys out here.
You think you're one of them?
You know, I let the 3 million people speak that watch.
See, but people watch the show, Stevie, because it's a hot-ass mess.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just want to ask this question.
Okay.
Now, you're an adult. Mimi is an adult. Jocelyn is an adult. So the way that y'all behave and the way that you carry on is just, it's for TV, it's entertaining, and whatever comes
from
it is
what
comes
from
it.
See, but that's what you feel, though, but that's our life. You know what I'm saying?
No, it is. It's your life, but it's made, it's our entertainment.
Y'all lives are boring.
No, my life is far from boring, but what I don't do is exploit my life for television. So when you put yourself on TV, you open yourself up to a lot of comments and criticism.
I'm all right with that. At least I do that.
And that's cool with you?
But I do that, and you won't.
That's what I'm saying, because you're an adult.
Yeah, but I actively do not. I turn down reality TV because I don't want to do that.
Yeah, because you don't want to expose yourself.
No, because my life...
I'm an open book.
Oh, my God. Okay.
If I could get back to my point...
I put my shit on the table. Y'all don't.
Okay, because I don't want to.
If I get back to my point, you are an adult, and it is your choice to do that. And if you like the way that goes, then that's fine, because you're an adult.
I love it.
But does it ever get complicated when your child is involved? Like, does that ever get...
I mean, my daughter...
Yeah, that's my question for you.
I thought that was his question.
I mean, but we're on the same
original.
Page.
Let's be original.
Oh, okay. Well, look.
Let's be original. Look.
Does it make it complicated?
I'm dealing with my daughter. No, not at all. Because, you know, me and Mimi been rocking for 15, 16 years. And we just had a baby 3.5 years ago. So, you know, we cool. We established that our daughter, we handle our daughter one way and our relationship another.
Whose choice was it to have her appear on the show?
Oh, that's my choice.
It was your choice?
So you don't feel like your daughter is going to look back at some of this and be like, damn, my daddy really dogged my mama out on TV.
Nah, she's going to be like, damn, my daddy's my best friend. He's cool as shit. You know what I'm saying? I can ask him anything along with my other sisters and he can give us the honest answer that we deserve. And he takes great care of us.
Okay, well, we only have a few more minutes.
Is Jocelyn's music ever coming out for real?
Yes, it is.
When?
I got the video right now. I got two videos in my phone right now.
We don't want to see them. We're just asking.
I just want to know for real.
I wasn't talking to you. I was actually talking
I'm
to
letting him, you know that you know neither one of us is interested in seeing it.
But he asked me. You didn't.
Woo, listen.
We wouldn't want to never hear your music.
So I think our time with Stevie J is just about up because I'm not able.
Oh, is it over? Because I got another interview down the hall.
And
so
that's perfectly fine.
I'm good.
Thank you for stopping
by. I got a couple
of
interviews. I got to go see Flex, so let me get out of here.
You can do whatever you want
to
do.
Thank you for coming.
It was nice
speaking
to y'all.
It was nice
having you.
Well,
you too, homie. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you want to get on my bus, we can, you know.
No, no, thanks.
No. We can redo shit, you know what I'm saying?
I'll get on the train.
These Twinkies to a nice snack and we, you know.
Yeah, I'll catch the subway. Thanks for coming, bro.
Okay.
Once again, we want to remind you about our lovely sponsors over at HuluPlus.com/TheRead. You can go over there right now and get you an extended free trial and get your life. Because Crystal and I have been going back and forth about how amazing it is that they have not one, not two, not three, not four, but all 8 seasons of The Cosby
Listen,
Show.
Listen, y'all, like we know Hulu Plus is one of our advertisers, but we are not lying to you when we tell you that we absolutely love everything about Hulu Plus because, girl, the other day, I was just looking at various Cosby Show clips on YouTube, and I was just like, I really need to see this show.
Right.
Logged into Hulu Plus, all 8 seasons? Are you joking?
Every one of them.
Are you joking? You mean I get to watch The Wretched whenever I want?
That was the first one I went to.
Because it is like classic top 3 Cosby Show episode ever, and thank God for Hulu Plus.
And when he said, your mother and I are rich.
Yes.
You have nothing. That is one of the best lines in the sitcom ever.
I need to check and see if it's available on my phone or computer, like seeing how many different ways I can stream it because I need to be able to watch that episode whenever I want.
If you're listening to this, you can get you an extended free trial right now. After that trial, it's only $7.99 a month. It's dope. Just go ahead and give it a try. HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Go and try it out right now and let's get the show back on.
Let's go.
So let's dive into our listener letters.
Woo!
I tried to do that in a cute way. I didn't really.
I did too, and I'm sure it sounded like, you know, a dying Rihanna. So,
okay.
But anyway, we do have an update this week from, remember the girl who has herpes?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So she emailed us back and said, I wish I was coming to you guys with a positive update, but sadly I'm not.
Oh.
It turns out the guy I was dating gave me herpes. He was dating another girl on the side the entire time, and he eventually chose her over me. So not only do I have herpes, I'm also alone. The only good thing is that I keyed the entire fuck of his car. Out of his car. All I can say to them is good luck because the outbreaks are no fucking joke, but just my luck, they'll probably never even have one.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
But that's not really like a bad update because you're alone, but you're away from the nigga who is treating you like dirt and cheating on you gave you herpes.
You're no longer with the nigga who gave you herpes. That's a reason to celebrate.
That is. And you know who you got it from.
Yeah. So look at the bright side, I guess, if that's at all possible. But thank you for sending in your updates.
God won't give you more than you can handle.
You better come home with the church phrases.
It's true.
Okay. Well, don't forget to email us all of your questions at sthread@gmail.com. We've got quite a few great ones. P.S. Shout out to all the white people who emailed us in support of last week's show. We know it got a little emotional. And we were kind of concerned that maybe some of our white listeners would stop fucking with us. But a surprising number of you emailed us and said, absolutely, you know, justice for Trayvon Martin is very overdue. And so shout out to y'all for that. Now, are we ready to get to the letters?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So let's just dive right into Nathan.
Hey, Nath.
Hope you like nicknames. Nathan said, my name, that's not it. My dad has been gone in the military for about 3 years now, and it's just been me, my little brother, and our mother at home. One day while she was at work, we realized that she left her cell phone at home, and we decided to look through it. We found out that we found out that our mother has been talking to our aunt, who is her sister, her husband. She's been
what?
Our mom has been talking to her brother-in-law.
Talking to her brother-in-law. Her sister's talking?
Yes, her sister's husband. From the text messages, it appears that they are sleeping with each other and planning to get divorced so they can be together.
Are you fucking is this really happening?
How do I, as the older sibling, explain that to my little brother? And should I bring up what we found to my mother?
What?
So
people really have these things happening to them?
You would be surprised.
Sweet Father God.
So obviously you should not have been going through your mother's phone, Nathan.
Yeah, you shouldn't have.
Because now look at the bullshit you done found. But at least you know now, as opposed to when your mama gets divorced and marries your uncle. What? Like, what the fuck kind of story is this? Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Did he say how old the younger brother is?
No. And so, you know, depending on the I don't think that I would explain. He's obviously not old enough to get what this means.
Yeah, just
so I wouldn't break it down for him. Like, yeah. Save him. If he don't have to understand this bullshit, the better off he is.
Yeah.
But listen, your mother, grade A, 100% unrefined raw hood rat.
Trash. That's it.
Your mama is organic hood rat. The kinds of which have not been seen very often.
She's the genesis of hood rat.
Your mama is limited edition hood rat.
She's the beginning.
Your mama is like premium hood rat, my nigga. Like, wow.
That is the... Are you fucking kidding me?
That is so fucking gross. While your
if
dad...
If I found that out, I'm sorry.
And her husband is in the military
in
overseas.
The fucking military.
So she over here collecting army wife checks and fucking her sister's brother or husband. Are you fucking kidding?
Listen...
Tell your auntie. That's what you do.
That's what you need to do. You need to march right on over to your auntie's house and tell her everything you know and bring her back and let her whack
hell
your mama's ass.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck you need to do.
Because sometimes your mama deserve a ass waxing.
In this case, that's what it needs
and
to be.
And from her own sister, yes, this ass whooping is signed, sealed, and delivered. It's got your mama's name
it's
written
hers.
All over.
Yes, it is.
Whoa, your daddy is going to be so pissed.
He's going to beat your uncle's ass.
He is. He's going to beat your uncle's ass.
And it will be deserved.
Man, what the, who does this?
I can't even, I would never speak to my mother
just
again.
For clarity's sake, like we said all this about the mother, but it applies to the sister's husband. Like they are equally, you know, trash incarnate. Like they are horrible people for this.
You should put them in like Game of Thrones. Lock them up. In this fucking, like, in a, like, a giant safe somewhere and leave them there.
Yeah, like, this is just...
They're disgusting.
Horrible people. So, I mean, Nathan, yeah, like we said, don't really bring this up with your little brother.
Yeah, leave him out of it, but I would definitely tell my auntie, and yeah. I would watch and film while she drags my mama's ass. What? I would do it, I'm sorry.
This is just so raggedy. Either tell your auntie or don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Don't tell your mama. Because then that's just going to put you in an awkward position of knowing too much about grown folks' business. Just tell your auntie what you saw. You know that it's real. This is the text message.
And tell your daddy whenever you speak to him.
Oh, your daddy. Poor, like, the man is in the military overseas for 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
With
don't tell
a wife
yet.
And two kids at home.
Wait till he get back.
Don't tell him while he there.
Yeah. Wait till he get
back. Wait till your daddy come back and he got a place to stay and all that. You can gauge his mental health, make sure he's doing good. And
yeah.
Nothing's really wrong. He's not traumatized or anything. And then, you know, let him find out. I don't know. This is complicated. But I think the one thing we can agree on is that
your auntie needs to whoop your mama's ass.
Your auntie needs to whoop your mama's ass and your daddy needs to whoop your uncle's ass. Like, that needs to happen.
It has to happen.
Now,
if you can whoop your uncle's ass, you do it.
The time frame for when it all is going to happen, we don't really know, but ass whipping needs to occur.
It has to.
Like right now.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Let's know what happened.
Let's move on to Stephanie.
Sweet Jesus.
Isn't that some shit?
God.
Stephanie says, I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years. We met online via MySpace, and fast forward 3 years, he's now moved to the UK so we could be together. For about a year now, our relationship has been a bit rocky. And it's getting harder and harder for me to pinpoint the problem because of the lack of communication on his side. He's been coming home later and later, leaving the room to receive phone calls and just acting all suspicious. One day I used his laptop to check my email when I found...
Oh, shit.
Yep, that's where it always goes wrong.
That's it.
When I found various gay escort websites within the history tab. I know that he has a few gay friends at work who sometimes use his laptop, so I didn't think too much of it. 2 weeks later, I noticed text messages on his phone from other men asking about the price of his bussy. Being English, I knew nothing of this term until I looked it up on Urban Dictionary.
Bitch, what?
Until I looked it up on Urban Dictionary and found out its real meaning. Again, I did not say anything.
Bitch, excuse.
Can I just get through it? Because I believe there had to be a logical explanation for these texts, and maybe his friends were joking around with him. That was until I noticed a box of Fleet underneath the bathroom sink.
I'm going home!
Which I normally ignore because I never really pay much attention to his private belongings.
But I am going home!
I remember on a few other episodes of The Read, Kifuri mentioned the word Fleet, and now it has me suspicious all over again. I'm scared to confront him because he sacrificed so much in moving from America to London to be with me, only for me to accuse him of being gay. But on the other hand, I really need to know if he is, for my peace of mind, and maybe for my health if he's not using a condom. I love him very much, and we've even talked about getting married. What would be the best way to confront him?
I'm not on earth right now.
Hey, yo, Stephanie, my nigga, Stephanie, whatever you're doing right now, just sit down, boo. Just sit down, and I need you to receive this. I need you to get into a good place, maybe chant, breathe in and out. So I need you to receive what I'm about
to
say.
Open up your air passages. Whatever it is, clear your mind.
Your boyfriend
is
a homosexual.
The end.
Now, one of these things may not have been that big of a deal, although they're all highly suspect. But the three of them together, your boyfriend's a bottom. And he's selling his ass.
That is it. That is literal. If you're looking for it. That is it.
I don't care if you were together for 3 years. I don't care if he moved from America to London to be with you. He is selling his boy hole to people who will pay for it. He is fleeting his ass. He is on escort websites because he is an escort. Your boyfriend, maybe, I'm sorry, there's just nothing you can say to where I'm going to be like, okay, he's not gay and you should be with him.
There's literally nothing.
There is no way. Maybe one of these things I can usually see the other side of. But girl, you just hit us with a triple whammy and it's all bad. It's
yeah.
All the fuck bad.
This is a TKO of evidence.
When I saw Bussy in a text message, that would have been where I was like, okay.
Are you fucking kidding
me? Get your shit and get the fuck up
and
out of my
get
house.
The fuck out.
We can be friends.
But no, fuck, we can't.
No, we actually can't be friends because you led me on and had me thinking you were straight and were in this relationship with me. But
and we're selling ass.
You're not even just cheating on me. You selling ass on me? This is just like fucking The Skinny, where old dude found his boyfriend at them sex parties.
It
reminds me of
Dustin.
That. Yeah. By
great
our
movie.
Good friend Dustin, who is, you know, a mess. But
yeah, girl, Stephanie, your man selling ass. And you need to just go ahead and let that shit go.
Find his passport. No, get
do
your...
Do you know that? Do you realize that means, like, if this nigga ever, like, bought you some dinner, like, he probably spent, like prostitute money.
Yeah, he sent, like, anal sex... He spent anal sex money on you.
Like, that bracelet that you're wearing right now, he probably used it with the money that he got for selling his rectum out.
Like, not even just, it doesn't even matter to me that he's selling it to other men. It's the fact that he's selling his ass and cheating on you and you don't know anything about it. Other than the fact that he's extremely lazy about hiding the evidence. What straight man?
He didn't even give a fuck about you finding it.
What straight man just keeps Fleet under the bathroom sink? What? The only people I know who have Fleet are gay boys and old people. Because I guess every now and then they have to rinse that out so the doctor can look at it. But other than that, I don't know anybody who just keeps Fleet on deck. Girl, what? Unless your boyfriend is like 78, you need to get all your evidence together, find his passport, put it all in a box, and just leave it outside your house.
This is what I would say that you do. Don't just come right on out and like, you say, I know you're gay and get the fuck out. Because I think you should just have fun with this. Because at the end of the day, the man's gay. Like, that part's not going
to
change.
That's true. So you might as well just have your fun.
So you might as well just go ahead and entertain yourself. And just tell him that you've seen these things and see how he reacts to it. Just for your own personal entertainment. And then say, okay, girl, well, the black bottom line is that I know you're homosexual and I need you to get the fuck out. I just want, like, when you update us and let us know, I want to know what his lie was to get out of all of that bullshit.
Yeah, I really want to know what he says, but girl, don't let him, like, trick you or convince you that the man is not.
Because I'm promising you right here and right now.
Because he's selling his ass.
He is selling that balloon knot to whatever man is out there willing to pay for it. So, that's
Woo.
That. Alrighty, girl, let's move the fuck forward.
We have one more question. This one's from Christopher. And he said, I'm 16 years old and I'm gay. My dad is extremely homophobic and very annoying about it. Okay. He always says disgusting shit about gay people and makes comments like when my friends come over. And he says things like, are you going to let her call you a bitch like that? And I fucking hate her to my face because she said bye, girl, when she left. It's hard because he does all this shit when my mama isn't around. She works at night for a bakery, so I can't just talk to her about it. And my friends don't understand my hurt and my anger. I'm tired of my dad making rude ass slurs and being a promise breaking asshole shit of a father. He's made fun of me for acting girly, called me a faggot, told me that I need to man up and stop being a bitch, calling me fat when he knows I have an eating disorder. And he's extremely selfish. The only adult I have in my life is my mama. That's why I look up to y'all, because I'm sure you'll understand this to an extent. I want a grown person's perspective. Should I forgive him and move on for the stuff he's done and the hurt he's caused? Or am I being a petty brat and should just stop trying to make an effort to have a relationship with him and keep it moving?
Fuck having a relationship with him. And I'm surprised that you have not broken a plate over his head by now.
Yeah, this has been going on since he was 5 or 6 and now he's 16 years old. So 10 years of abuse by his father.
As long as you know there's literally nothing wrong with you and there's literally everything wrong with him. That's what you need to, like, if you don't want to confront him about it, because, you know, like, if you're living at home, that makes it so difficult.
Yeah.
But, so, if you don't want to, like, confront him about it or whatever, if you want to just let it go and, you know, try and find peace in it, just know that there is nothing wrong with you and he is the one with the problem.
Absolutely.
And I understand that it's difficult because he's your father and he's your parent. You know what I mean? And so that, you know, it hurts, but it's not your problem. It really isn't. It's all him. And it's something that he's just going to deal with. The shit that he says is not going to make you straight. It's not. And it shouldn't have to, because there's nothing fucking wrong with you. So don't worry about it. Now, I'm just saying, and I'm not going to suggest this, but I am saying that if it were me,
oh, Lord,
I would have long ago told my father about himself, and I would have told him how the fuck I feel. You don't have to curse your daddy out, but I know if he's calling me a faggot and telling me that, you know, I'm fat, even though he knows I have an eating disorder and things like that, we would have to just be in that house boxing. And that's the goddamn end of it.
That's the same way when me and my dad started butting heads when I was a teenager, I wasn't the type to just sit back and
let you say whatever you want.
No, I really did used to buck up to my daddy, like, I don't know who the fuck you are or who you talking to. Like, yeah, I definitely had my moments, especially as a teenager. So, but I understand everybody's not like that. And this is a really fucked up position for you to be in.
If you're a child, and if you, especially at the age of 16, you know right from wrong. And you know that the things your father is doing to you is wrong. So if you want to speak up for yourself in that regard, as far as the fuck I'm concerned, go ahead and do it. Like I said, you don't have to call this nigga, you know, a fuck boy. You know, you don't have to say that to your dad.
Yeah, no, you don't.
But if you want to, you know, speak up and defend yourself, absolutely go for it, because the way that he's treating you is absolutely disgusting and it's wrong. And like I said, had it been me, I probably would have bashed the fucking plate over his head by now. But don't do that.
Well, Kid Fury has given you some great advice, but I just want to remind you that you're 16. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel. All you have to do is get out of high
right
school.
You're right there. You're right there.
All you have to do is graduate high school, and then you can do
whatever
you want.
Fuck you want, wherever you want, however you want. And that's why they start that It Gets Better campaign, bitch, because it really
does.
Fucking does.
It gets better after high school. It gets better after college. It gets better after your 20s. Life just, it opens up. And
stick
it is
out the suck.
Glorious.
It sucks for a while, but stick it out.
Please hang in there.
It'll be fine.
Talk to your mom about it if you can. I know you said she works at night, but if you can just, I don't know, if y'all can just find some time for you to kind of go into detail about what's happening, I think maybe your mother would take more of a, a stand against it, but let us know how it goes and just hang in there, Christopher. He also said he loves us more than Bluebell, Brahms, and Quick Trip, so I don't know. He's got to be like the number one fan.
All right. Let us know how it goes. We love you.
All right.
Okay, so it's time for us to read and get some shit off of our chest. But this week, we are announcing a brand new feature.
It's so exciting and fun, you guys.
So, this new slice of heaven is called Pass the Read.
Pass the read around.
Pass the read like we used
like
to
we
do.
Like we used to do.
So, what we're going to be doing from now on for those weeks where we might not have anything to read, because, you know, sometimes we just ain't angry or we don't have nothing.
Sometimes
to
we're just happy.
We're going to have you listeners at home send us your own reads and read those on air in our place. Thus the title, Pass the Read.
That's exactly where it comes from. And to kick it all off,
you're passing your read.
I'm going to pass my read today, and I'm going to let you introduce who's going to do the read for me instead.
So, passing along from Crystal's read this week is Asante.
Hey, what's going on?
Pass the read.
Really?
Like we used to do.
Pass the read like we used to do.
Okay, y'all won't do this. Okay, no,
pass
everybody.
The read.
Hey.
Pass the read. Pass the read. Pass the read.
Y'all will not have fake church in here. Y'all just won't do it.
Listen.
So it's our good friend.
Kia's not here, so I have to act a fool in her place because the choir and the competition are out.
Choir and the competition are out.
So our good friend Asante is joining us this week, and he's
going
to be providing.
Hey everybody, I have a little cold and I'm not used to this. You know, I came from like Blog Talk. You know, I wasn't fancy, so you know, sitting in this studio. But you know what? Everybody's gonna act crazy, so I'm just gonna go right into my read.
Yes. What is your read?
It's time to get rid of sometimey people. I feel like there's a difference between sometimes and sometimey.
Okay.
Sometimes I want to hang out with you. Sometimey is going to hang out with you whenever they damn well please and not give a shit about your feelings. Am I allowed to curse on here?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
No rules.
So, I've been dealing with some incidents with some people, and, you know, I feel like I take my friendships very seriously. I don't have to hang out with you all the time or every day, but, you know, let's just try to, like, really take things for what they're worth.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I can only see you sometimes, but I feel like you only hang out with me in a very sometimey manner.
What does this mean? What are you saying?
I know that words mean things.
Yes.
I do know that.
Yeah, they do.
But I just feel like there are times and situations where, you know, a person will only hang out with you if it benefits them. And I don't think that that's fair. I don't really think that you can call that a friendship. And I feel like that's bullshit. I feel like we all have work to do. We all have bills to pay. We all have dreams to have. And you know, like, that's great. That's amazing. Yes. Everybody has to grow up. Everybody has to do that thing.
And that's what we're all out here
and
doing.
And that's what we're all going to do. Like, I feel like you can come to New York and people really do, like, get made or broken. And they feel like they have to be sometimey in a manner that's highly inappropriate. And
so do you mean sometimey or do you mean, like, two-faced?
I mean, sometimey. I don't think it's a two-faced thing to, because it's not like you're talking about somebody behind their back or you're saying one thing to their face and then another thing. It's like you just aren't good at splitting your time for other people. Like, you only split it when it's convenient for yourself.
That's what you're saying.
Right.
Like a selfish thing.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Selfish.
Are you mad?
No, I'm not mad.
Are you mad right now?
He's slowly transforming into his Washington Heights alter ego.
Please do not let him do that.
Listen.
Shit. No, please
listen,
don't do
it. Do
you're
it.
Not doing it.
Do it. Please just do it.
Dímelo, papis and mamacitas. It's your girl Coco Dinash. Like
yes!
Heights.
Go off, Coco.
I'm not answering no emails about this.
Anyway, Coco Dinash is here to bring you the read this week. This read was about sometimey people. That's it. That's
Asante,
all. That's
this
what's
is like
up.
Really offensive. You can't just talk in a.
If anybody's offended, just know Dominicans are my favorite and Puerto Ricans.
They
too.
Really are.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just. No, no, no.
That's how they talk in Washington Heights.
No,
hold on.
Can't.
Everybody stop. This is for the people.
Okay.
If you are Dominican and you are offended or Hispanic, any Hispanic descent, they are my favorite. So please. Email me or tweet me.
Yeah, don't email me.
With a phone number and a picture.
Don't email me.
you know, stats are, you know,
why are you suggested. Are you really, are you asking people to hit you up on Twitter like on some
you know
shit?
Asante lives for a Dominican.
I most certainly do.
I know, but you can't and just talk have, in a Dominican accent.
And if you
people
have
so
central
offended.
Air conditioning, you
we talk about white people
and,
every
yeah,
week.
Yeah, but we don't mock white people.
Coco Dinash is not mocking anything. She's a celebration of a people.
Yeah, okay. Well, shout out to Coco Dinash.
Shout out to Coco Dinash.
She comes out all the time.
Yes, she
usually
does.
When you've had a little bit to drink. Oh, sorry.
No. It was actually a cupcake, but it wasn't the one with alcohol in it. So, yeah, no, I'm fine.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I don't know what.
Thank you for passing your read, Crystal.
I'm honored to pass my read. Anytime you guys want to send in a read and have and one of us just read for you, please feel free. Like
send it
us-
to asktheread@gmail.com. Make sure that you put pass the read.
Pass
the
read.
Subject line.
Do you have anything else to say, Asante? Hey, that rhymed.
In celebration of being on the read tonight, today, whenever you guys listen to it, doesn't matter. I wore a read shirt.
Oh, cute.
And it's from Shop Tragic Muse. You guys have your read shirts, and I think you guys should log on to shop.tragicmuse.com and get your own shirts. That's pretty much it. Oh, yeah, I'm with Urban Compass, if anybody cares. It's Compass with a K. UrbanCompass.com. Check us out.
You're not going anywhere yet.
Yeah, you're not, like, leaving. I was just asking if you
I
had
still
something
have
else
my
to
read.
Say. It wasn't, like, your clothes.
No. Oh, I don't know. Ugh. I mean,
blacks.
Listen.
So,
we weren't, like, kicking
week,
you out. Kid Fury, what's
words
up?
Words mean things.
Yeah, they do.
I have a read that is going to be pretty ugly.
Yeah, it is, actually. Did he tell you about this?
No, I didn't.
Woo-wee.
I was just supposed to say nope.
If it happened to me, I would read the fuck out this hoe. No. So
I just want to say shout out to Karina. Karina apparently.
How do you spell Karina?
Corina.
Okay.
Karina sent me a photograph on Twitter last night from a dummy Twitter account, meaning it was just like a little default egg in the picture.
Yeah.
And it was a photo that was made out like a ransom note.
Yeah.
And it says, if you don't give me a shout out in the next taping of the read, then I am going to release your name to Black Twitter. XOXO Karina B. P.S. This is the best part. P.S. I am not that stupid to give my last name, so just say the initial. When I clicked on the account, like the Twitter account, it says Karina Brown at the very top.
Maybe that's a fake name.
It might be.
But either way, it is on the air.
This is.
So here's your shout out.
I'm intrigued.
Karina Brown.
Oh, this is about to get so bad.
Yep.
I would like for you, when you're finished listening to these words, to promptly eat a dead dog dick. And expire. That is what I would like for you to do. Okay? I am so sick of you dumb, hoe, familiar-ass motherfuckers and your internet-ass shenanigans. I don't even care about the whole quote-unquote threat of telling whoever the bumblefuck about my name. Because if you're that pressed to know the name of somebody who you do not know and have never met, clearly the only name you really need to know is the name of Jesus. Because you have nothing else going on for you. But I'm going to tell you one goddamn thing, Karina Brown.
Tell us.
You can chew dry rice and jump right back up your mother bitch. Because I don't have no time for this fuck-ass games. I'm not friends with y'all. I don't know y'all. I don't fucking know you. Period. Okay? It's great. We tell jokes together and we laugh and we kiki and we have a great time. I'd love to meet you all and talk about whatever the fuck you want to talk about. Beyonce and Bluebell. And I celebrate you all and I thank everybody for all the support and things like that. I don't fucking know y'all. So this shenanigans is just dumb. Bitch, why would you do that? Like, what? Like, did you think that that was cute? Did you really think that I was going to come on here and be like, Karina says that if I don't tell her, like, if I don't shut her, I don't give a fuck. No one cares about my real, like, if you really care that deeply about my name, please get a life. Get a fucking life. Yeah. And you shouldn't care that much about getting a shout out on this goddamn podcast anyway. We don't do nothing but come on here for an hour and talk about bullshit every week anyway. So what the fuck are you so pressed about, girl? And if you would have just said, hey, my name's Karina B and I want a shout out on the show. Like, if you would have just been like, hey, girl, I really love the show and could you maybe give me a shout out on the show? I probably would have just done it. But you felt like you had to go and do all this Photoshop dumbass bullshit and talk about, oh, I'm going to tell Black. Stop being weird. Stop being fucking weird. I hate it.
Yeah.
I am no one. I am nobody. Okay? So treat me like anybody the fuck else. It's not a big deal. I don't know why you had to be doing all this dumb shit. Like, it's just so stupid. You frustrate me. You make me sick. Please eat acid. Thanks. I'm done.
Okay. Well, Karina, if you still have breath in your body, which I sort of doubt, feel free to unfollow us on the internet.
And please, just by like all
don't
means.
Listen to the show or watch any videos or anything anymore, because nobody needs that kind of support. From people are gonna try like blackmail you into bullshit. Like, girl, that is just so fucking whack. And I don't know what the fuck you were thinking, but you're just so lame for that.
That was so like, I'm only upset because it was so stupid and so weird.
Not like if you don't give me $50, I'm going to tell Black Twitter your name. If you don't give me a shout out on the read, like, girl, what?
What?
What kind of request is that? That's what you wanted? You could have at least asked for something that you could have done something with. You should have asked for money. That was dumb, girl, but whatever.
No one should really care what the fuck my name is. Like, it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
Why do you care?
Karina, girl, way deep down in your heart, you're a lonely ass motherfucker, and I hope you find some friends.
I hope that you wipe your ass with fucking battery acid. That's what I want for you to do.
Well, I think that just about sums it up.
And we're done.
Okay.
Don't forget to log on to this.
We're just going to go right into it. This is TheRead.com for every episode. The photo gallery, which I swear I'm going to update really soon. The online store will be back in August. For everybody who ordered a pre-order, your coffee mugs and your Words Mean Things shirts will be shipping this week. If you ordered a shirt that says The Read, you will be getting an email from me about that. And don't forget Twitter at This is The Read, Facebook.com/This is The Read. Anything else? From you, Asante, we've already gotten your whole exit speech, but...
Urban Compass.
Oh, yeah, so Urban Compass, Compass with a K. I'm at Hey Asante on Twitter. That's H-E-Y-A-S-S-A-N-T-E. Don't follow me. I don't talk about anything, but please follow...
Tell us a little bit about Urban Compass. What do you do?
So, basically what I'm doing right now for Urban Compass is I'm trying to help, you know, really build the following. We're an entertainment firm, and we're just kind of blogging right now and keeping you guys in the know. And really talking about stuff that we like, and we feel like you guys should like what we like, and if you don't, I mean, it's okay. You don't have to read our blog. But we want to be super interactive. We want to do a lot of giveaways. We want to host events. We want to show you guys your favorite celebrities. In the future, we're going to do, like, you know, cool Twitter interviews with people. And, yeah, that's it. I mean, just really watch us grow. I mean, we've been around in Atlanta for a long time, but I'm taking over for New York, and got this really cool website up that I'm super proud of, and got a lot of people that want to sign on and help out. I actually just made a connection outside with the cake lady, who is lovely. And okay. Now I'm here on The Read. I mean, my real estate's going up, guys.
That's you. It.
So
doors just opening.
Again, to those Dominicans that are going to send me those emails.
Okay.
That's HEYASS.
Asante. We get it.
At gmail.com.
Oh my God. Are you kidding? We don't need like your business card.
I kind of want to date a Dominican too.
Really?
Listen, everybody? Don't step on my toes. Like, I mean, I can take you out to find some nice Dominican boys.
Okay.
Where y'all gonna go? No parking?
No parking.
Are you allowed back in there?
No parking is smaller than my apartment.
So we're done.
Thanks
Don't
so
forget
much.
To check out our lovely sponsors, Hulu Plus. Go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead and find your favorite Cosby episode and get your life.
And watch it all day like I do, girl.
And start your extended free trial.
We have got to go home.
Listen, why do you still listen to us? Goodbye.
Like, seriously, bye, guys.